Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon,
which is the sixth Sunday of the year, and it's year A.
This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, welcoming you to the program.
Today we are being challenged in all the readings about the commandments of the Lord. We know that the Ten Commandments were given to Moses on Mount Sinai, and these are the commandments that are bedrock of all our response to God. And we know that if we obey the commandments, we are well on the road to going back to God, which is what all of us are wishing to do, whether we like to admit it or not. We are on the journey back to the Lord. I often wonder, what will it be like on Judgment Day when Jesus comes with all his angels and the saints to judge the world and judge us? Will it be enough to say to them, I obeyed the commandments, I didn't kill anybody, I didn't commit adultery, I didn't steal, and so forth? I think it won't be enough. That's the least response we can do. If we break those, we are actually sinning. But we are not asked just to avoid sin. We are asked to be wholesome, wonderful human beings who go out in love and reach out to other people, our fellow human beings, the refugee, the poorest of the poor, the homeless. Now, do we ever think of people who are less better off than ourselves? So, let us be aware of our privileges. Let us be aware also of our duties to be more Christian, to regard each and every one as a child of God, and especially the poorest of the poor. Mother Teresa used to remind us, at the end of our lives, we'll not be judged on what car we drove, how much money we have, or how many degrees we earned. At the end of our lives, she said, we'll be judged on love. We will be judged on love. Father George Barbosky says, you cannot buy heaven with what you have. You can buy heaven with what you give. The refugee, even the one whom we know is a thief and in prison, to be concerned. I know somebody who, every time I say Mass, always prays for prisoners, because that person has a love for those who are incarcerated and who are confined to small little spaces in this world. Imagine living our lives like this. I would love if these videos are reaching out to prisoners as well. This would be my hope. If you do know any, I would love you to pass on this video to those in prison, because I'm speaking to you as well. Avoiding sin is the least response that we can give to God in appreciation and in gratitude. And I think I'm coming to that message for today. Our response to God, and it's also in line with what Pope Francis says, is to be gracious and to have gratitude to the Lord for saving us from our sins. Of course I will obey the commandments. Of course I will even forgive my enemy. God has given to me all that I own, my body, my family, my country. Everything I own, even to the smallest, even a pencil or a pen, we have been given those as a gift from God. And our job is to be stewards of all that he has given us, including, above all, our bodies. And the commandments are just signposts, that if you're traveling on a long journey, the signpost leads you like this. Says, this is the way to Lusaka, this is the way to Dublin, this is the way to Cairo. What are our values in life? What do we value most? We all know that we value and crave food, shelter, and then down the line, education, and so forth. But the Christian message and the gospel is demanding of us to have as a very high up value in our lives, love for our fellow human beings. And that is what Jesus did with the Ten Commandments. He said they can be brought into two. And he quoted the Old Testament in saying, love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And the second one, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. But it's based on going out to love others and to do good for the world and to make the world a better place, especially for the human beings that live in it. And we know that the world is very incomplete as we know it right now. There is a huge gap between rich and poor. There is a huge gap between what I have and what the poorest of the poor have in this world. But we can cooperate with God in helping to alleviate some of these problems. And I can give you a list of things that we can be doing right now, even without leaving the comfort of our homes. We can be active in prayer. Prayer is a huge weapon that we have. A huge mechanism, maybe, is probably the best way of putting it. And God listens to our prayers. Prayers are very important. Never underestimate the power of our prayers. Even if that's all we can do, it's a lot. Let's also be active in creating a just society. Speak with your local representative, or if you are a representative, strive for equality in your neighborhood, in your jurisdiction, in your constituency. Strive for justice and equal opportunity. And above all, be politically involved. Be politically involved for the betterment of our society. Have these as issues. Or what do we really ask of our local representative? Is it we ask him to make a more just society? Or do we ask for more favors and more free things, free travel, free water? Are we asking for things for the betterment of our fellow human beings? And these days, we cannot forget the refugee. Also, teaching our children to reach out in love to those who have less privileges, those who live in war zones and who live in places of great turmoil. There are plenty organizations, there are plenty ways in which we can let our voices be heard. We all of us who can write letters and ask governments, ask leaders to do more, or even ask organizations, give of what we have to help the world to become a better place. So this, in a way, is the other response to the Ten Commandments. The least we can do is obey them. The most we can do is to love our fellow human beings and want the best for them so that we can all enjoy equal opportunity together in this world that we live in. May God bless you and help you in your efforts to do such like things, and bless you today and always.
This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you a peaceful and beautiful Sunday and a very grace-filled week ahead.